What's up, everybody? It's Destin here, and the topic that I'm going to be focusing on today revolves around public school systems and why I feel it's important to talk about them in a world that is constantly changing with a school system that doesn't change for it. I'm going to start off this podcast by talking about my personal experiences with public schools and the way I feel with them. I am currently 18, attending Texas Tech University, and I have been attending public schools since I was 4. So I am very aware of how these schools function and the way they work. And one of the main problems that I've noticed with it is that we go through the same type of teaching and the same system from elementary school up until high school, and then it starts to branch out towards your later years in college. And that's something that I think needs to change, as the world that we live in is constantly changing. And if we cannot change with the world, then I don't think we would be able to succeed in something that's constantly changing when we're using something that's outdated. Another thing that I've noticed with the school system is how the system uses a one-size-fits-all for every student that enters the river of education. And I think that's something that needs to change, because some students might do really well in the main groups such as science, English, and math, but other students might excel in small niche groups that aren't as looked into or focused on. And I think that's something that needs to change, because not every student is going to be good at these main groups. They have different job specialties that they do well at, and we don't learn these type of, or we can't focus on these type of skills with this one type fits all system. And I think that's something that needs to change. Joining me today on exploring this topic is a fellow student at Texas Tech University by the name of Alexia Zubizarreta, and we're going to see how she feels about the topic and what she thinks should be made.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm very passionate about this topic because I think it's so important to make sure that you're doing the best thing that you can for your students and making them excel in every way that you can possible. And I think that having an outdated system just is not helping, and it's not helping the students excel at all. It's holding them back and keeping them from their potential. Like, I think that it's insane, the fact that we have the same exact school system as it was, what, like 70, 80 years ago?
Yeah, during the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, like, I think that's insane. Like, if you compare society and, like, the world in general to back then as to what it is today, it's completely different. And it's changed in every single aspect. And I think that that, like, just proves the point that it needs to change. Like, I think that it's important that...
Talking about change, how do you think it should be changed?
Like, honestly, I think the biggest way that we could change it would be focusing on just small groups. And, like, if a student knows, like, what they're good at and what they excel at, I don't see what should be holding them back from working on that and improving it and learning about it and doing that as their job. I don't think it's right, or I don't think it's smart to make a student study, for example, math and learn it all about math when they're not good at it, they don't like it. And I don't know why they would spend years taking it and learning it if their job has nothing to do with that. Like, if they're gonna be like a handyman, why would they be learning math? Like, I just think that it's important to focus on what you're specialized in, or as, like, if you know, you know. Like, I just think you're wasting your time.
Joining me today is another special guest who also attends Texas Tech University by the name of Daniel, and we're gonna see how he also feels about this topic.
My opinion about the public school education system is basically, I think from sixth grade until 12th grade, you should be taking classes that like specify what you are better at doing. And so say you're better at math over English, you should be taking more math class instead of English, because maybe
you don't want to waste your time. I like the
yeah
English
why
classes.
Waste your time on that stuff
when you already know what you like.
Exactly. But I think from kindergarten to fifth grade is when you should be learning everything to figure out what
you
exactly
do, like,
you want to like do in your life. Yeah. Like, not do, or what your like strong suits are. That's what I think they should do.
That makes sense. I agree with that,
because coming out of my high school, I had no idea what to do. That's why I was declared for my first year. I just declared a major. I don't know if it's exactly what I want to do, but it's something that I had in mind.
Yeah, I agree with you. A lot of students are still undecisive of what they want to become in life after college. Like, for me, example, I'm not sure what I would end up doing with this degree. And I'm sure the people who interviewed also feel the same way. Like, do you agree? Like, you don't know what you might end up doing after college years.
I know what the major is, but I have no idea, like, where it takes me or what jobs I can get with it or anything, basically.
Because you were just taking, like, every class that everyone else took. And, like, yeah,
exactly.
Nothing really caught your attention. You just had to do it because you had to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree with you. Thank
you. That's, like, a lot of people, at least in our fraternity.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you for being on my podcast. Moving on from our last section, I have another special guest here by the name of Aaron Douglas, and we're going to be talking about trade schools. Aaron, how do you feel about them?
I think the idea of trade schools are really good for the community and young students.
What do you like about them?
I like that not everybody has to go to a four-year or two-year university and get pushed to a higher education if they don't want to. They can go to trade schools, auto mechanic schools, welding shops, plumbers, electricians. We all need those, and those are tending to be higher paying jobs nowadays than going to college and getting into debt. So coming out of school and trade schools is probably a good idea to boost their career already instead of going down into debt.
Yeah, I mean, do you think trade schools have become a more popularized thing, like are focused more on?
I do. I think trade schools would be a very useful thing instead of people being funneled towards college or junior college. They don't want to go for a higher education. They go get a trade school and become a plumber.
They're already focused on like a certain...
Yeah, they're already focused. Instead of going to college, getting a degree and possibly not knowing what to do when you can get out with your degree. And when you get out trying to find a job, but you're already X amount of money in debt, well, trade schools, you aren't as nearly expensive as college or junior
and you
colleges.
Already gain a certain set of skills for
skills. And tending now, electricians are being higher paid, so are plumbers. And typically nowadays, since the push to higher education, those trade jobs are dwindling, like welders, plumbers, electricians, auto mechanics, because people are being pushed to higher
really
education.
High, and these are high-paying jobs.
Yeah,
like
they are pretty high-paying jobs. We had a system in my high school district where each high school in our district had a different trade school.
Where are you from?
I'm from Southeast Houston.
Okay.
So I had Clear Creek Independent School District. So my high school had the engineering department. One of the other ones had the auto mechanic department. One of them had like the hairdressing department, and one had a culinary department. So, and when I say department, I'm talking about they did their high school diploma, but instead of taking like elective classes,
they focus on those type of classes.
Those, so when they can possibly get their degree in high school, their welding degree or electrician degree, or I say degree, but like certification. And then when they get out of high school, if they just need to finish a few hours of it, they can go to the classes. Or they can get off the rip and do it out of high school.
I agree with you. I think trade schools have become something that's more centralized and just around the U.S. in total.
Another way you can promote the trade school is they're already a really deductible cost from like a four-year college.
That's much cheaper, right? More cost-effective?
Cost-effective. I don't know the exact price, but I know it's well under the tuition prices of most colleges.
Of average colleges, yeah.
Especially if they get scholarships and they don't have to pay for that schooling, and they get their electrician or plumber or welding classes paid for them, then they're off the rip. They're not in debt at all.
And they already
they
have.
Haven't paid, so they're coming out ahead when they get their first job.
They already have the skill set for that job. They're already on their way to become whatever.
Plus, a lot of those trade schools have a, internship, but they have connections to that field.
Yeah.
So, you know, old Billy Bob, the teacher over there, he knows his student, Jack, and he knows Jack's a good electrician. He knows that he knows his stuff. He took this class very seriously. And old professor could, he's probably going to have some connections in that field. So he could probably pull some strings and try to get some people in some spots.
Yeah.
Compared to like where your average professor in a 4-year degree
is just there to teach you.
Well,
not
some of them are. Some of them are there and they're real nice and friendly, but
on average, most of them are just there to teach.
A lot of them just run through the students and they don't look back on them and say, you know what, that kid was a good economics student. Yeah. Let me try to help him get an economics job. Compared to where a plumbing school or a trade job school can put them in a field a lot quicker.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your input, Aaron.
Oh, no problem.
Lastly, to tie down this podcast, schools in general should just be more open-minded and straying away from the structure that's been in place for decades and possibly implement something new for the ever-changing world that we have, such as trade schools or something in that sort. And I also just want to thank the guests that I had on this podcast and having their minds speaked upon. And I hope y'all enjoyed it. Thank y'all for listening.